I know exactly what is happening. Well, I don't know how many times they have attempted to talk about political changes in the country with the government and how the government has reacted. You have to understand, when I say government, I'm referring to the central government, which is in charge of political affairs, and I'm not so sure whether they have been denied such audience or not. If they have been, I think it must have been a mistake, unless they were forcing issues. But if they wanted a peaceful negotiations of the future of the country, this is what we all crave for, that the time has come for Swaziland to discuss the future, the future of its people, or allow the people to discuss the future fervently and honestly.
But is the king ready to discuss such issues or instruct some of his government officials to engage some of his opponents about discussing the way forward or having some form of democratic reforms?
I have heard him talk in my presence, in fact, in addressing meetings, that the government must give an ear, in other words, the central must give an ear even to opponents of the system so that we hear the dissenting view. This is what I've heard him say. I have never heard him say the contrary.
So you mean statements made by these opponents are unfounded based on what you have heard from the king?
The king has his own personal office, which is the king's office. It is assumed that we also work under the king's office, but we don't know the correspondence that prevails between the king's secretariat and the public. We are not privileged to know exactly how he communicates with his subjects through his office. I wouldn't know exactly. If he has refused them, if he had asked me, I would have advised him not to do so, but to talk to them.
Some foreign nations have expressed a wish to see a more democratic transformation of Swaziland.
I've been to a meeting where ambassadors of Europe in particular have stated clearly about that.
So how feasible do you see that happening as an advisor to the king?
Unless the king has assumed dictatorial powers and attitudes which have not yet transpired to me, I don't believe he would refuse to talk to them. In fact, it is one of his obligations to talk to everybody, including his friends from abroad.